Time 8:29, another check of Triple Team traffic, starting with you, Andy Farnsworth.
Well, Brian, watching I-15, that northbound drive is clearing up pretty quickly. Only a minor slowdown right before the 90 south exit for traffic heading towards Salt Lake City. You should be able to get your KSL travel time down to about 19 to 20 minutes right now between Draper and downtown. Very busy on some of the west side streets, though, 56 West and New Bingham Highway, seeing some east and westbound slowdowns in West Jordan. Eric Butler?
Not seeing any delays on I-15 in Utah County, despite the fact that we've got some wet roads in the American Fork area. It's also a little bit wet over in the Highland Alpine area. We're seeing that on the City Street camps, and Alpine Highway is a bit slow on the southbound side from 9600 North down to 700 North. Alicia?
You've got sluggish traffic southbound I-15. This is going to start with you through the Farmington area as you're working your way down towards Lagoon, and then it's going to clear up and then slow down again about 5th South and Bountiful, and then that will last with you through the North Interchange, and then we've still got that closure from the ramp. This is a North Salt Lake Main Street, North Salt Lake or US 89 southbound. On to southbound I-15, that connector ramp is closed because of some overnight flooding there. It's going to force you onto that Beck Street ramp, and then you're going to have to take Beck Street into 6 North before you can get back on I-15, so avoid that if you can. At Performance Ford, Lincoln Bountiful, they go further as Utah's number one Ford dealer. With a large selection of Fords, they'll put a smile on your face. Every customer, every vehicle, every day. I'm Alicia Smith in the KSL Traffic Center.